You heard it right here, right now from the beat.
The new ivory is mammoth.
What do you guys want to know? I've done way too much research on dinosaurs.
Almost a larger than life figure.
No reason at all to think it was made by aliens.
Drop down and go swimming as fast as you can. Out of whale.
All these big giants, give me a kiss and tell me they don't.
The crowd, just the pop, the loudness, the excitement, the electricity.
I don't know if I can take your little Canadian destroyer.
The future is scary, but it's also wonderful.
Welcome to the podcast where genuine meets uncensored, powered by Jägermeister, unscripted podcast. Our thoughts on this podcast often delve into the realms of imagination and possibility. So today we ponder a question: where would I go if I had a time machine? Through the twists and turns of time itself, we can go years back or centuries ahead, at least in our own heads, walking with the dinosaurs or surfing in asteroid belt. It's matter of taste. Luca, are you ready? Oh, and how you doing?
Am I ready to time travel? I'm
probably not.
Probably not. But I mean, we discussed a bit the impossibility of time travel on this episode and on this film show, I should say, and broke our own dreams.
With Lawrence?
Yes. The impossibility, because time machine has to also be
space machine
and things like that, and you know. But there's been those talks. I think Brian Cox was mentioning that apparently the traveling to the future would be possible, but to the past not so much. But
does you or mine, generally speaking, brain comprehend something as simple as spoken by my friend Cox, for example, that you can travel to the future, something yet unseen, something that didn't happen, that something that doesn't exist, and we know that if it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist.
Yes.
But past already happened, it has a trace and everything.
Yes, to my simple brain, that makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. Personally, I mean, if you're talking about time travel, I would much rather go to the past if I had now a time machine.
Yeah, you
know. Space machine. I would much rather travel to the past than travel to the future.
Yeah, because you know when shit will break loose.
Yes. But I mean, traveling to the past would be, I don't know, traveling to the future would also be obviously fascinating, but
all the boys want to go to the past.
Yes, but also I'm afraid of what I would travel to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I know what happened in the past for certain. But what if I go 100? Yes, but what if I go 100 years? Say I travel now to 2124, and it's still a nuclear winter. Everything's to shit. You know, population has been like 24,000 people. Living under the ground are just totally like railed up, destroyed, you know. I just travel myself to the this point in time here.
Yeah, but you're traveling in the future, that's the risk you're willing to take, because you can also encounter maybe some utopian future, maybe some type of this superior civilization.
Yes, but I there's the thing that might happen, and this might happen. So I much would be rather in this certainty. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's certain. You know, we know what happened in the past. You know, and obviously, your future. Also, I mentioned that this podcast is scary.
It's also beautiful.
Yes, the beautiful. The possibilities are quite frightening, you know. And even if you travel to, say, a utopia, you know.
And disrupt it.
And who knows if you could know how to. I mean, obviously, if I travel now to 16th century, I would be fucked. I mean, I wouldn't fit into that world, right? And I wouldn't know how to fit in that world. But, you know, if I travel, say, 30 years back into the past right now, which is 1994, although it seems like it should be 1984. I would probably much easier, you know, find my ways and survive.
Yeah, and you will manipulate the flow of events so you could turn it into your own personal profits.
Yes, make my family rich and, you know.
Yeah, all for the family, right?
That's the only thing. But then, no, you know, obviously, if you went back to meet your family, if you somehow had the magic to not influence, obviously, the present or the future events in that realm, I mean, I would fuck around with them.
Magic, that's the laws of physics.
Yes, I mean, but be honest, you would you know, tease them a little bit. You know,
yeah.
Just to see what kind of people they were back in the day. And maybe you find out they were crazy motherfuckers, you know, and they've been portraying all lives to you that they've been, you know, saints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's also kind of frightening.
No, every time travel is mentioned in conversations such as these, there are always, you know, like some selfish ambition to go and see this, to go and see that, and everything and else. You know, like the popular memes when the boy goes back and when the girls go back.
Oh, yes.
Granddaughter. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, but I would just chill. You know what I mean? I would go to concerts, you know, of the people that died that I can't even listen to.
Yeah, it's a bit taller, man. Maybe.
Can you imagine yourself in like Vienna Opera? At the time, in suit up, you know, with noblesse oblige kind of style.
On that time standard, it was even more expensive than it is today.
Yes. But you know, if you could also customize yourself, that would be nice. But I mean, I would just go have a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that would be kind of, you know, we obviously you wouldn't go to see Soviet Union in 1957. Because that would, I mean, it would be fascinating, but you know, maybe it wouldn't be the best experience. But you would go, say, to 1991, to Moscow, listen Metallica's first concert in 2 million people at the Red Square. Can you imagine that? I mean, you go to Live Aid, then to listen Queen, and I would go definitely to sporting events. I mean, you would go to 1994 and see Baggio miss the penalty. And things like that, you know what I mean? It would be just, you know, trip down the memory lane you never had.
Yeah. But all those concerts and football games and movie premieres are great. But I would rather choose something more significant for us as the race, maybe the fall of Constantinople, which is the frequent theme. French Revolution.
Where would you, what side you would customize yourself? King's Escort.
Maybe descended from the Vikings. Somebody captured me, so I'm neutral in all of that. But it would be truly awesome, you know, because you would have the possibility with time travel to travel to people like Tesla, to people like Da Vinci, to people like the most remarkable people that ever lived, and to share the knowledge of the time that you live in with their knowledge.
And Tesla would believe you that you try to travel. He would be like, yes. I
believe that shit was real.
I knew it was real, you know what I mean? I tried it myself.
Yeah, but always when we have this time traveling shenanigans in pop culture, it's always, and I'm kind of fascinated and I'm a little bit annoyed when the people talk about time traveling. Oh, they're time traveling like this, and this happened, and this influences the future, this influences the past, this influences that. Because we do not know if time travel is possible, possibly not. And we are here, like geeks or casual watchers and everything, and scientists like Neil deGrasse and similar. We are all having our own problems about it, why it won't work and similar stuff. And we don't know if it would work or not.
Yes, I mean, but the point of those, usually with the time travel thematics in stories, is the idea that somebody is tormented by their past so he can go back, you know, and find out that he cannot, you know, change that way, that the only way to deal with past is, you know, to you know, make peace with it, so to speak. That's the whole idea of, you know, and the Flashpoint is built on that fantastic story. But you know what I mean? It'd be nice to have,
or something quite different that you need to go to past so you could fix the present and the future.
And in Back to the Future, obviously, it's a big theme, you know, they go back, and you know, then the future too is changed up very dramatically. So there's that theme of, you know, you in the past fixing the mistakes that cannot be done in the right way, blah 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 blah, you know, that kind of a thing. But it always makes for a fun stories because it has a lot of possibility. Like, you remember when Ninja Turtles went back to the feudal Japan?
Yeah.
In that episode was fantastic. You know, it made for a great episode. You see Shredder,
and then you get the whole season about them going to the future.
Going to the future, exactly. And that was perhaps my favorite season of those Ninja Turtles.
As a kid, I thought it was completely different series. You know.
Yes, me too. Because I never got to the part where they actually traveled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never watched that episode where they traveled. I just woke up, I just turned on TV, and I saw them in the future.
Mm.
And I accepted it.
Yeah.
And that was the beautiful part of you watching those cartoons. You weren't in the loop in the many cases, but you just kind of accepted what happened and rolled with it. So, yeah. I mean, and that was the great, you know, them traveling to the future was interesting, and then traveling to the past was interesting, meeting Shredder and finding out that he cannot be killed, or in this sense that he's an alien who lives thousands of years. But that's the idea of those time traveling stories, and you never get, and maybe you have some comedy where guys just time travel, chill, drink beer, go to concerts, you know, and have a fun time. But I guess that's Doctor Who, right?
Yeah.
Well, I never had the power to watch it because it's like 500 plus episodes, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Episodes. I never watched it. I actually, as a kid, it was on one of the kids' channels that we had on the cable, and I would always, when I see Doctor Who for one or two episodes, I would rather watch Journal.
Yeah, not my. But I know that that's a famous, you know, there's a clip of it. He brings Van Gogh in one of the episodes of Doctor Who. He brings him to the like present time for him to see, like, his works of art, you know, being reflected. There's the kind of workings of fiction where you get that, you know, good old feeling about it. You know, if we could really bring Van Gogh to see how popular he is, and that he doesn't have to chop off his nose or ear or whatever he cut off. I can't remember exactly. But, you know, that was that feeling good moment about those time travel stories, you know. And that was the nice example. But it always ends with some kind of consequence, which is sucks, you know.
Most people aren't interested in just one topic.
Don't settle for a podcast about just one subject. That rhymed.
Greetings. We're technically a conversation, a podcast for curious people by curious people.
On our podcast, we do things just a little bit different.
Every week, we share a new topic, and the other hosts have no idea what the topic will be.
Our topics are all over the place, from light and funny to dark and sometimes spooky.
We've covered everything from true crime, historical events and people, the supernatural and the occult.
I like that.
Urban legends and folklore.
My favorite.
No matter what we cover, we try to make the episodes interesting and funny.
Don't mean to be the bad guy, but our lawyer said we legally couldn't call our show funny.
We have a lawyer?
Let me tell you what I told our lawyer. Come here so I can show you how far I can legally stick my high-heeled boot up your...
Check us out at technicallyaconversation.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Technically a conversation.
We're like a lifestyle brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in pop culture, this time traveling, it's a genre of its own.
Yes.
Yeah, time travel movie. Because even the movies like, not Infinity War, but Endgame is time traveling movie. And then,
yeah. No, the time travel there is kind of, it has a bit of a different interpretation, right?
Yeah.
Because in
at the time it had.
At the time it had, right? Because what the first idea of time travel we got in Doctor Strange was that he didn't travel, like, there is no really separate, say, all separate timelines, say, you know, past is moving separately from the present and future is moving separately from present. In that film, when he goes back, it's like he takes the, like, everything back, like there's no back in, how can I, there's no past, a singular past, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's just present, and he can turn it back, but everything gets turned back, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But for me in that moment, it felt like just this area, or just him in his fight with Dormammu, he was rewinding like himself and like Wong and others that were killed by Mads Mikkelsen.
Yes.
You know, it was like time was moving all around him, but not in that one part.
Yeah.
Well,
it was a different kind of use of time travel.
Yeah, but it also has connection with Marvel lore and how Marvel mechanics with the Infinity Stones that we got and similar stuff. And what was and at the time in the end game, we were introduced to these multiple timelines and also alternative realities. Those two concepts like combined in Marvel storytelling, and we get later. Expanded on that part of the universe with Loki TV series, which also is one of the great interpretations of how if time travel was possible, could work. And I really allowed it how one event that is not regular could lead to the whole collapse of the whole universe.
Yeah, and I mean, the Spider-Verse works on that.
Yeah.
Idea also. The Spider-Man movies animated.
Yeah, but we saw later that Spider-Man animated movies are connected to the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe
and
everything that happened to the canon with acquisition of X-Men and similar, you know, what if,
exactly. There was one, for example. I thought also one of the films that was, there was a huge mistake of marketing team, for example, on Tenet, the Christopher Nolan film, which was a pretty decent film, but it wasn't his best. But it was a pretty decent film, but it was marketed as a time travel movie.
Yeah.
When it was more like a time manipulation movie, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it kind of also presented this different idea of the time travel, but, you know, the audience wasn't ready.
Because I haven't watched Tenet, it sounds like what we were explaining for Doctor Strange, time manipulation rather than time travel.
Yeah. So sort of like mine. Time, it's not mine, time manipulation thing, you know, and, you know, it's just an interesting interpretation of time travel that you don't see, obviously, as often, with guy entering a car and going back.
And hot tub time machine.
Yes. The time machine that also is space machine, obviously.
Yeah.
So that would be cool, I mean, yeah.
Well, before we wrap up, let me ask you, if time traveling was possible, you mentioned concerts, you mentioned World Cups, you mentioned obvious Hall of Constantinople and similar. Who is the one person that you would like to meet through the through our whole history of civilization, and which event?
I'm a person, it's tough, you know, it's really tough, but I would probably meet, if I had the chance, like one-on-one to meet someone, I mean, from the history, I would like probably to meet George Washington, you know what I mean?
Yeah, real deal.
I would like to meet George Washington. And if I had to, one event, if I had to pick, you know, I don't know.
WrestleMania one.
Yeah, I don't know. WrestleMania one. I mean, if you go by WrestleManias, you would go to 17, let's be real, or 18 or 19, you know, some of those classics.
Yeah.
Or right now, I can go to 14, watch it live, if I have the space part of the time machine. I don't know what would your pick be, but I would go maybe with some chill thing. I don't know. Something maybe that I even watch through television some event, but you know, haven't watched a live. If I could watch a live, you know, it would be something. So, you know, start of the war in Yugoslavia. No, but I didn't watch that live on TV, you know, I was bored. you know what would be cool?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be cool to see, celebration. May 9th celebration of end of World War II.
Yeah,
I would like to be there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I think it would be nice. I wouldn't be like to be on the battlefield or things like that. I would go there, you know, because it would be nice to see what those people felt in Trolde, you know, just to celebrate, because I think that celebration was rocking. I mean, everybody got drunk probably later that night. I mean, they had a huge reason for celebration.
Yeah. Yeah, especially in Germany.
Yeah, not in Germany, but I will be in Paris celebrating, you know.
Yeah, they had a reason to celebrate.
Well, yeah, but they had.
Yeah, they are really important for that.
But you know, the party would be crazy. So let's be real. But you know, it probably was. I mean, so that would be kind of cool event.
Imagine history if they, to hold the line for 1 hour.
If they managed, but they didn't. Which is
And then war in few months and not 6 years.
Yes. But you know what's a real shame? And I mean, they deserve that flag for that. But you know, when you think about historically France, especially if you go back to Napoleon, one of the most successful armies in history.
Yeah.
And now, because of that, they have this reputation of, you know, being obviously surrenderers. And
Because they are,
obviously, it's as Dana White likes to say, you're only as good as your last fight.
Yeah.
And obviously, that last fight didn't go well. And that's why Macron wants to send the troops to Ukraine, you know.
Yeah.
He wants the right or wrong.
Yeah.
But hopefully he won't. Oh, I mean, if he goes, it will be nice to see him leading the charge.
Yeah.
You know, say that.
If I could pick to whom we speak, I mean, it's hard to pick, but...
Josip Broz Tito.
Yeah, but... I mean, I would, my number one pick would be Leonardo da Vinci, but we would have the language barrier then, so it wouldn't be very logical and functional to go and meet him.
Yes.
I would like maybe to meet Nikola Tesla and ask him the crucial question of his life and our life, all this territory. Was he Serbian or Croatian?
Oh, yeah. And the fact that you could get rich... returning with that information.
I mean. Yeah, but I mean, jokes aside, that's a guy with whom you can solve the universe.
Yes. May I, before we go to the author, two events that I would like to fuck up for someone.
Yeah.
First would be our king fleeing during the First World War. Our King Nikola or Nicholas is him fleeing. You know, I would meet him on the road, kill the prick, and tell them what the fucking pussy you are. I mean, you know, leaving us stranded.
And staking cannoli.
Yes, this country is going to be on the winner's side and lose everything, lose the independence, have no representatives in Versailles just because you were a fucking dick, pussy. Ran away, and there's still assholes who defend you for that. Fuck them.
Yeah,
the other jerk would be the king of Yugoslavia, that pussy that ran at the beginning of German invasion of Yugoslavia in the Second World War, that actually fled from our here. So I wouldn't have to space travel too much because he traveled from our airport here on Capino.
But would you need to travel space too much? Because which day was it? Where the planet Earth was on the day when he fled and similar.
Yeah, but I would be still a Nikšić. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you because you know, these two breaks are just, you know.
Yeah. But event. Yeah.
Well,
I'm not so much for celebration because you can experience that enough in a lifetime maybe. There are special moments, of course, like you mentioned, the winning World War and similar.
But you wouldn't go when Real Madrid won La Decima. That was recently.
Well, I mean.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah. I would, but...
You know, there's something.
I'm all about the drama because, you know, and even you mentioned the events that you experienced, even watching on TV or hearing about them, because... I already saw it. Even the event that you are speaking about, La Decima, the 10th Champions League won by Real Madrid in football, soccer. It was kind of special moment, even if I watched it on TV. It was on my birthday and everything. And then it happened once, and that's why, in my way of thinking, it should remain like that, because I experienced that event, which is really important, and I felt how important it was, at least to fans, to me, in this case. It should remain as that. WrestleMania 40 was great. A couple of weeks ago, we watched it. When we woke up, we watched it on Pirate Stream.
Yes.
It was special, but I experienced it that way, and I wanted to remain that way, because that it's kind of personal way of thinking.
Yes.
Would it be better if I were you were on the stadium? Yes, it definitely would.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If it happened, it has a little bit of charm that it happened this way and stayed like that way.
Personally, yeah.
You know, like embracing the past.
Yeah.
But if I can go to the event, you know, I'm all about the drama. So, and I would, I won't go to, of course, warfare times and everything. But it would be interesting to me to go to prehistoric times, to Trias or Croesus or Jura, and just to live, to be that one motherfucking mammal, absolute motherfucker, among the kings of the world, you know, and get crushed by like a bug. But
yeah,
but it would be similar to see how the modern man would fit into that world, and how long would he be able to survive with our superior intellect?
Yes. I mean, you would die.
gruesome death, but
you know,
but at least it would be fun.
Yeah, I mean, we could write a book. You know, you were a motherfucker. You went too much.
I made some ancestors.
Oh yeah, I mean, no ancestors then. Still.
Yeah, not the regular homo.
Ancestors of Earth.
Because there was something that we evolved from at that time.
Yeah, certainly. No, I'm certain. But you know, you go into water and to find out, and you know, you're fucked. So yeah. But I appreciate your adventures.
So, and with that, we can go to.
Yes. I have a quote from the historian from former Yugoslavian, Latin Kaperović, who said on our language, nema istorijskog naroda bez prošlosti, ni civilizovanog naroda koji ne razlikuje mit i istoriju, kao što nema modernog naroda čija bi budućnost mogla biti obnovljena prošlost. And on English, it will translate, there is no historical nation without a past, nor a civilized nation that does not distinguish between myth and history. Just as there is no modern nation whose future could be a restored past. So, you know,
learn from that. Stay tuned.
And we're going to rewatch La Decima. See you.
We stay genuine, uncensored, and unscripted, and we always will, as we have to order our usual. Share us, subscribe us, and stay tuned until the next Wednesday.
Iguzo!